Okay, question one. Galway defeated Cork in the weekend's Under-21 football final. But where did the game take place, Jar? That's number one.
Oh, dear.
It's a simple one to start with, I thought. Number two. Which Irish international footballer will be questioned by Russian police after reacting very badly to being sent off last weekend? That's number two. Number three. Who was this week announced as the new coach of the Leinster rugby team? I'll run through these again, folks, before the end of the section. So, number four. Ronnie O'Sullivan's victory at the Crucible on Monday saw him become the first person to successfully defend the title since whom? And number five, Britain's Mark Cavendish, the great sprinter, won the opening stage of the Giro d'Italia last weekend. He now rides for what team? That's number five. So, from the top, Galway defeated Cork in last weekend's Under-21 football final. Where did the game take place? Number two, which Irish international footballer will be questioned by Russian police after acting badly to being sent off last weekend? Number three, who was this week announced as the new coach of the Leinster rugby team? Number four, Ronnie O'Sullivan's victory at the Crucible on Monday saw him become the first person to successfully defend the world snooker title since whom? And number five, Britain's Mark Cavendish won the opening stage of the Giro d'Italia at the weekend. He now rides for what team? Answers coming up, as always, for the end of the show. Right, folks, here we go. The answers to our Know Your Sport for this, the 8th of May. Number one, Galway defeated Cork, as we've just spoken about, in last weekend's Under-21 football final. Where did that game take place, Jar?
I didn't watch it, so. But I think it might have been Limerick.
It was, yes, yeah. In
Gaelic grounds.
Well, that's all. I wanted Limerick, but there you go. Well done.
Fair enough.
That's the point. Number two, which Irish international footballer will be questioned by Russian police, there was the clue, after reacting badly to being sent off last weekend?
That's got to be McGiddy.
Aidan McGiddy, yeah.
Aidan McGiddy.
Yeah, he went, apparently he...
I'm not aware of this now.
He kicked several things going off and then he went to the dressing room and he broke down the door and he basically vandalised the ground, or the stadium. It was an away match, so the stadium involved, the club involved, reported.
Okay.
Number three, who was this week announced... Oh, sorry, you deserve one of them. Good. Who was this week announced as the new coach of the Leinster rugby team?
It's a guy called O'Connor, isn't it?
Yes, Matt O'Connor. He's an Australian. Well done to him. Best of luck for next year when Joe Schmidt goes off to become the national coach.
Look at him with a squad of players like that.
Oh, there you go. Number four, Ronnie O'Sullivan's victory at the Crucible on Monday saw him become the first person to successfully defend the world snooker title since whom?
That is a good question. I thought Stephen Hendry, but I'm thinking, I think Mark Williams might have won two in 2000 and 2001. So I'm going to go for Mark Williams. He's going to not.
Always go with your hunch, Jar.
Mark.
Stephen Hendry.
Oh dear.
In 1996, the last man to retain the title.
Okay.
And finally, number five. Britain's Mark Cavendish won the opening stage of the Giro d'Italia at the weekend. He now rides for what team?
You got me on the cycling again, I'm afraid.
Oh, sure. Is
it Crédit Agricole?
No, it's the Omega Pharma Quickstep team.
Ah, okay, yeah.
You'll have it all on your head by the time the Tour de France rolls around, won't you?
Is that Nicolas' team, though? No.
All right. No. More next week, folks. Hold on now. We have to look up where Nicolas Roach, who he rides with, because Jar is convinced it's going to be the same team, but I don't know. Nicolas is now currently riding with Team Saxo Trinkoff.
Okay.